This episode is for the feelers, the ones who cry at videos of strangers hugging their grandmas online, or the ones who can't sleep after a hard conversation, even if it wasn't their own. The ones who walk into a room and instantly know what everyone else is feeling, but have no idea how they feel. Hey there, amazing person. I hope you're having an amazing day. And if not, that's okay too. Welcome to the 21st episode of Keep Calm and Mental Health On. I'm Aditya Diga, your host, and I'm so excited to have you here. It means a lot. Today, we are talking about what it feels like to feel too much all at once, to be sensitive in a world that often tells us to toughen up and to be emotionally full before the day even begins. Let's talk about emotional flooding, sensory overload, empathy burnout, and why your sensitivity isn't weakness, it's information, it's depth, and honestly, it's kind of a superpower. Have you ever had one of those days where everything feels a little bit too loud? Your brain is overstimulated and your body is tense for no reason. And someone asks, "Are you okay?" And suddenly you're crying over a random dog food commercial from 2016. Well, that's called emotional flooding, and it happens when your nervous system gets overwhelmed by thoughts, feelings, or even just too many sensations at once, and that's why you're crying over a commercial again. And the wild part is, you don't always know it's happening. It sort of creeps up on you, quiet, until something small cracks the whole day open. But here's something that probably not a lot of people tell you growing up. If you're sensitive, emotional, or really empathetic, you are not overreacting. You're just reading the world in high definition. Your brain might be wired to absorb more input. Tiny shifts in tone, expressions, tension in the air. You notice things that others miss and you feel things deeper. And that's not drama. Sensitivity is a language, and if you speak it, you probably also feel exhausted after group events, overwhelmed when there's too much noise or too many expectations, and you might feel like you're carrying the moods of people around you without even trying. So it's not in your head, and you need to realize that it's in your nervous system, and that sensitivity is definitely not a flaw. So, going into that a little bit more, let's list a few things that maybe are weighing down on you right now. Things that we're carrying without even realizing. Maybe a friend made an offhand comment that you can't stop replaying in your mind. Or you saw a video that made your chest hurt. Or maybe you feel the tension in your house that no one is talking about. An email or a message you didn't respond to because you didn't know how, or the one thing you said that you think someone misinterpreted, and then just your own fear that you're being too much, again, just like so many people have told you over the years. This is what emotional overload often looks like. It sneaks in through the cracks, not through big events, but through 1,000 micro feelings that we don't give ourselves time to process. So if you're overwhelmed, ask yourself, is all of this mine? Because sometimes you're carrying feelings that don't even belong to you. So empathy burnout is real, and you don't have to be a therapist or activist to feel burnout by feeling. So if you hold space for your friends a lot, take on everyone's emotions in a group project, get drained after every social event, or feel guilty saying no to emotional labor, then you might be experiencing that empathy burnout. And the thing about empathy burnout is that it's tricky because people often don't see it happening because you're the good listener, the one who checks in, and the one who makes people feel better. But when do you get to fall apart? When do you get to feel messy and held and heard? If you've been feeling like you're falling apart more often than usual, maybe you're not broken like you may think you are, like others may force you to think. You're just overflowing. So let's slow it down then and take a breath. And maybe ask yourself the realest question that you might have had today. What is my emotional capacity right now? Because you're not obligated to give more than you have. And here are a few journal prompts, just like every other video, that you can return to after this episode. Number 1, what emotion have I been avoiding this week? Number 2, who's been taking up emotional space in my mind lately? And number 3, what physical signs show me I'm emotionally overwhelmed? Number 4, what boundary have I wanted to set but haven't? And lastly, number 5, what makes me feel safe enough to feel everything? Even naming the flood can slow it down just a little bit. Because you don't have to feel everything all at once. And here's the thing, you are allowed to pause your feelings, not suppress, but pause. You're allowed to say that this is too much right now and I'll come back to it. That you can't fix everything today and that you need space before you respond to someone. And that right now you feel really emotionally overwhelmed and you just need some space. So sensitivity is really powerful, but it also does need regulation. And regulation doesn't mean pushing your emotions down. It means giving them a safe container. And sometimes that container is music, a nap, just a deep breath, and maybe a walk with family, friends, or just alone. A boundary and a deep talk with someone who gets it. You don't have to feel it all right now and all alone. So just know that you feel everything too deeply, too fast, too much sometimes, and maybe it does make you wonder if you're just too sensitive, but make sure you realize that this isn't your flaw. It's your fingerprint. You feel because you care, and you notice because you're present. And when the world feels like too much, again, just pause. The sky doesn't apologize for being wide, and the ocean doesn't apologize for being deep. Neither should you. So take space and take care. You don't have to carry the world to be worthy of being in it. The grounded version of you is just waiting beneath the surface. So if you are feeling like too much today, that is okay. And you don't need to shrink your emotions to fit a world that doesn't know how to hold them. You just need to honor your own pace. So here's a couple reminders. You're allowed to take a break from helping others feel okay and feel one thing at a time. You are allowed to say that this is too much when it truly is. Because you are not too much. You're just a human and your heart's just really open. That's all. And you're allowed to be a little softer any day that you need it. So take care of your nervous system and take care of your softness. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Keep Calm and Mental Health On. It can be found on Spotify, YouTube, and iHeartRadio. If this resonated with you, share it with a friend who might need to hear it. Next episode, we'll talk with a special guest about her experiences as a musician and how she navigates the mental health pressures and challenges of a competitive band. Until next time, stay kind to your mind and take care. Signing off with love and leaving you lots of positivity, this is Aditi reminding you to keep calm and mental health on.